into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. We're now back in for regular session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statements, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on that application. In those cases, County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the P&Z Commission's recommendation to the County Council for a period of 5 days following the P&Z Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2173, filed on behalf of Roy Richardson. And prior to starting this one, I own substantial amount of lands, including in front of this property, behind it, and also south of this. I've disclosed that to Mr. Townsend, who is the attorney for the applicant, and it was my brother who sold this parcel, and he has no objection to me being the hearing officer, and as he understands, I have no vote. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a catering business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.08 acres, more or less, land lying on the west side of Dodtown Road, approximately 511 feet, north of Anderson Corner Road, the tax parcels District 234, Map 9, Parcel 6.02. The 911 address is 21170 Dodtown Road, Harbison. Staff note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on May 23rd of this year. At that time, A number of items were submitted into the record. At that end of the meeting, the Planning Commission discussed the application and recommended approval of the conditional use for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through F. Thank you.
Any questions? If there are no questions, Mr. Townsend.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, Mr. President, Council, staff. Good afternoon. My name is Fred Townsend. I'm an attorney with Hudson Jones, Jaywork, and Fisher. My bar number for the record is 2920. Once again, thank you for the opportunity to be here on behalf of Mr. Richardson. One very quick housekeeping item is that his first name is Ray and not Roy. I don't think that has any substantive effect on our proceedings, but in the end, if we're so lucky as to have a permit issued, we'd like it to be in the name of Ray Richardson. Mr. Richardson he'll be addressing you shortly. He's an experienced restaurateur in the area. He's owned restaurants in Milton and operated restaurants there and in Lewis. And he is currently a caterer in the area associated with the Palette restaurant. His experiences in this business are here. He's local. He understands the area. He's not here to get his foot in the door for the purpose of creating something other than what he is requesting today, which is granting of a permit for a conditional use. This is not an opportunity to get his foot in the door for some other purpose. Mr. Richardson's purpose is to authorize an on-site catering business in a proposed 20 by 24 structure to be located behind an existing home, a home in which he makes his residence. It's a family home. The 20 by 24 structure will be compatible once built with the existing siding, trim, and roof materials of the 2016 home that it will be located behind. The structure, of course, will be required to meet all building codes, but because Mr. Richardson's intent is to operate a business, which I will tell you about here shortly, he does require a conditional use permit to do that. The nature of his business, though, I think is very important. The business that he's in as a caterer will not involve him having any patron visits to the site. All foods that will be prepared inside within the structure that is proposed and will be transported off-site by Mr. Richardson. This permit, if granted, will allow him some the opportunity to have one or two employees, but he will not have any existing or any patron business visiting, even for the purpose of sampling his offerings. The consequence of that is important. That relates to the fact that this area is not a commercial area. His use will not have any substantive impact on traffic or public facilities available. The proposed structure is going to hide the food preparation entirely. As I said, it will be done entirely within the structure, and he has he accepts the recommended conditions wholly that were proposed by the Planning Commission in their recommendation of approval. One of which was that he not do any outside cooking. The dwelling is large enough that the structure will be located behind it. It will not be very evident to anyone passing by. The area behind this parcel, again, it's a 1.08 acre parcel, is wooded, so there's no neighbor nearby in the back. The parcel across the street is, or across the road, is a very large agricultural parcel, as you can see. So Mr. Richardson is going to be able to tell you that he has spoken with neighbors on either side, each of whom have expressed their support for his application. There'll be no other outbuildings on the property aside from the one that's proposed. And as it is important for this group to keep in mind the impact that a commercial activity in an agricultural area might have on neighbors, I would represent that it would be quite minimal, and hopefully the absence of any opposition will speak to that as well. The four conditions that were proposed, I spoke to one. The other is there'll be no sign evidencing a commercial activity on the property, that compliance with DLDOT's requirements for any entrance permits will be complied with, and that the any dumpster that is utilized will be screened from passersby on the road and presumably from the neighbors as well. That's my brief presentation. I'd like to invite Mr. Richardson to speak. I'll sit down. If there are any questions for me, I'd be happy to take them.
Okay, you can call your witness.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Richardson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm Ray Richardson. I live at 21170 Dodtown Road. I've been in the restaurant business since I was 15. I had the Second Street Grill and Lewis for 15 years, and the kitchen at Painter's Mill in Painter's Mill in Milton for four. Recently, I'm working with Pallet. Very nice people. Gary and Larry are great. But I have the opportunity, if I can get the opportunity, to put a small building in the back, make it look exactly like the house. I'm meticulous and incredibly clean. And I'm not going to put a sign up. And I'm not going to do anything that's going to make business, so it's crazy for me because I'm getting too old for that stuff. I just want to make a little living, take care of myself, and play by the rules. That's it.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Townsend, do you have anything else?
I have no further witnesses, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? You can have a seat.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anyone here today that's going to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a catering business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.08 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning number 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through F.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Burton.
I would like to go on the record and that I didn't ask any questions on this application. My motion is in favor of this application for the reasons stated by planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes, based on the reasons by P&Z.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions, and best of luck to you.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendations of P&Z.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Conduct these. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. And
next.
I hope you have plenty of grilled mahi-mahi that you used to have in the other place. And the next case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2175 on behalf of All Automotive LLC. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.75 acre, more or less, land lying on the south side of Harmon's Hill Road, approximately 0.6 mile east of Hollyville Road. The tax parcels district 2 234, map 16, parcel 27.03. The 911 address is 28858 Harmons Hill Road. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on May 23rd of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record, including comments from agencies. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their June 5th meeting, they did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through O. Staff would note, since that meeting, we have received a letter in support of the application from Regina Willoughby. Did I get the last name right? Okay. Stating that the neighbors have, the applicants have been completely upfront and honest with themselves and the surrounding neighbors regarding the plans for the property, that they've made remarkable improvements to the property. For 13 years old rusted farm equipment and vehicles, including U-Hauls, box trucks, barrels, porta potties, and miscellaneous building materials have littered the property. It was in major need of TLC. All of the trash and vehicles have been removed and overgrowth has been tended. They've made eye-appealing improvements to the property. It's welcome, and she has no objection to the application. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council?
Is this a violation?
Off the top of my head, I cannot remember. I don't think it was. I think they bought it and then came in with the application.
Good.
I got one question.
Mr. Burton has a question.
I know that those yellow lines are usually off, but that seems to be way off on that outbuilding that's there.
So let me take a look at the exhibit booklet. And it's quite possible that it is
that far.
It could be, yes. I'm trying to see if we've got a.
Might be off is the one on the right, might go in a little bit, but that's correct, that one.
Again, if there are any issues, depending on who owns what property, if it is so approved, a site plan will have to be done and a survey will be provided to provide accurate information regarding the property lines and buildings on or adjacent to the property.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Janelle, I don't seem to have the list of conditions. Can you pass them over or read them?
There's a lot of them.
So, A is one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted.
On your computer?
Oh, I was looking on the.
So it's always in here.
Okay.
In here. Dropbox.
Do you want me to continue?
Go ahead. Yeah.
B, the security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. C, any dumpster shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster shall be located on the final site plan. D, all repairs shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outside. E, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. F, there shall not be any parking in the front yard setback, and the front yard setback area shall be landscaped unless landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the parking area shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles shall only be parked within these designated areas. H, the perimeter of the conditional use area shall be screened from neighboring properties with a fence or vegetation. The screening shall be shown on the final site plan. I, as stated by the applicants, the structure shall retain its residential appearance. J, no cars shall be sold on the property. K, all oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. The applicant should also comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. L, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. M, the hours of operation shall be 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. until noon on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. N, any violation of these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. And O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, are the applicants here? And come forward, please. Be sure and give us your name and address and explain to council why this should be acted upon favorably.
Good afternoon, council members. My name is Dan Honaker. I am speaking for 28858 Harmons Hill Road, Millsboro. This is my father, Tom.
Tom Honaker.
We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity today to speak regarding the conditional use on the property at 28858 Harmons Hill Road, Millsboro. We are seeking conditional use to open a automotive repair facility, a 4 to 5 bay service shop, with my father and I as the only two employees, both running day-to-day operations as well as servicing the vehicles. A little background on both of us. I have a college education in business management and have worked under my father repairing vehicles for years. My father has been in the repair business for 40 years, working as a technician, service manager, store manager, and having his own business in the state of Maryland for 10 years. Our plan is to run and operate a small two-man shop with the simple goal of servicing the residents of Sussex County and the surrounding community to the best of our abilities and providing the service that gives a very small business, personal, and family-oriented feel. Our goal is to give the people of the county a place to have their vehicles serviced and feel as comfortable as possible during the process. We plan to maintain the best of our ability, a friendly and neighborhood type appeal to the building, to better blend in with the community in the addition of the building already looking like a house. From the front, we intend to have no junk cars, no unregistered vehicles on the property at all times. Our waste oil tank and dumpster in the image where the 190 is on the left-hand side, there's a concrete pad out back, which is blocked from view of the road. The waste oil tank, we have plans to put on that pad as well as the dumpster, so they won't be visible from the road itself. We have no intentions of disturbing the area as far as being rural and quiet, and keeping it well kept like all our surrounding neighbors have, because it's a very nice area. In addition to that, we plan on working Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m., and then Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. Very strict on those hours, no work on Sundays. The only other thing I wanted to add, touching on Mr. Burton's original point on the structure of the yellow line, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you said outbuildings,
yeah,
that's an old U-Haul truck that we took off the property.
Okay.
And that shed in the left corner there, that's a trailer, was a car trailer that sat there.
Okay.
And then there's that shed has been since removed.
And so, we got four trailers across there. That picture must be old before we bought. All that is off the property.
Yeah.
The only thing on the property is actually the house, the structure. Everything else is gone.
Same.
That was a very large U-Haul up at the top. It almost looks like a building on the left. Yeah, that's very large.
Yeah, and older than I was. But thank you, and if you have any questions, I'd like to answer them.
Any questions from council?
Burton.
So is that house going to be repurposed?
It appears... I don't know if you've been to the property or anybody has, but it looks like a big house, but it's actually a huge garage. There is an upstairs, but the main, if you can see how it protrudes out the back in the center, that's
very large garage.
50 by 30 just garage.
So will the bays be in the back?
Well, the middle section is a big 14 by 14 door in the back that you go into the back, but then there's on the left-hand side, there's one big two-car garage. It's about 25 by 25 garage. And on the right-hand side, there's two single doors that is about 25 by 25 garage.
So did somebody build that as a garage?
It was used to store farm equipment. It sat basically empty with junk in it for, I don't know, Miss Gina, 20 years or so? Yeah.
Okay.
So it only had like three lights in it. You know, it's just all storage.
Like
so
a house from the outside.
Yes, yes, it does.
Sure.
It looks like a house.
Yes.
Oh, it looks strange.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of strange the way it is set up, but people think it's a house. But if you saw the door in the back, you would know it's a big garage because the door is so large. But it's nice because it is in the back.
And then your plan is to run a landscaping or a fence down between you and your neighbor. Is that what this condition is?
Yes, I think that condition was set by the planning and zoning to run a fence between the two.
This is fence or landscaping, right?
Yeah.
And then landscaping out front?
Yes.
We've already done that. The front is pretty well taken care of.
Great.
As far as the landscaping, getting all the other stuff off the property was our first priority, because a lot of the stuff you see in there had been sitting there for years, plenty of years.
Yeah, I haven't been out to the site.
So
that's all my questions.
Any questions of council?
Do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Okay, you can have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak?
Looks like an improvement to me.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor? Ma'am, come forward, please.
My name is Regina Willoughby. I'm 28876 Harmon's Hill Road, directly next door. And I just want to say, I've lived there for 13 years. That was an open shed that they just brought in and out farm equipment. And nobody ever lived there. There was never activity there. There was always, you know, overgrown and junk everywhere. Even porta potties is out that they stored out back. And they've just completely cleaned up the place. If you look at the front of that building now, it looks like a house. There's shutters. There's, you know, it's cleaned up. There's a new roof on it. And I mean, it's much more appealing now to me being right there than it ever was before. So they've really done a good job.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires close public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.75 acre, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through O.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendation, and my vote would be in favor.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Riley?
I, too, will vote yes, based on the recommendations of planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendations of planning and zoning.
I also agree with their reasons and conditions. I'll vote yes, based on planning and zoning recommendations. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
The next case is change zone number 1879. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.827 acre, more or less. Land is lying on the west side of DuPont Boulevard Route 113, approximately 406 feet south of Wilson Hill Road. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 14, Parcel 12.01. The 911 address is not available. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on May 23rd of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted to the record, including comments from reviewing agencies. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their June 5th public hearing, they did recommend approval of the change of zone for reasons 1 through 8. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, the applicant, if you'll give us your name and address, please.
Good afternoon. My name is William Paraga, and I live at 4605 Distillery Court, Imesville, Maryland. Can I approach?
Certainly.
I just wanted to hand some of this out. Actually, she has the, thank you so much, she has a Sussex County map that shows in the red all the commercial areas.
Yeah, that, Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you.
So today I'd like to request that we change the conditional use from AR to the B2, and the plans for the property would be to, I feel that the best use for that property would be for to use it as a small professional office space, maybe for accountants, attorneys, dentists, physician office, maybe a bank office. The reason why it makes sense, and as you can see right there, that is the success, that's the county map that shows that adjacent to our property, there's already commercial properties. If you go to the Georgetown map, which is this one here, if I could just show the So from here all the way down, it's all commercial properties also. So it just makes sense.
Yeah, if you'll speak up to the microphone, because this is broadcast live, so people can hear.
So it just makes sense that to be able to move that property from AR to a B2 right now, and I think it's a better use for that property. As far as doing a residential property there, I can't imagine somebody would build a home there with tens of thousands of cars going up and down Route 113.
Do you have anything else to add?
I think that's probably it.
Okay, any questions from council? If there are no questions from council, is there anyone, you can have a seat, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Morton a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.827 acre, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Wilson.
Second motion by recommendation P&Z.
Your vote's yes to approve it based on recommendation planning and zoning?
On recommendation of P&Z.
Okay, yes. Thank you, sir. Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the recommendations about planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on planning and zoning recommendations.
Mr. Burton.
I'll vote in favor, but I'll say a comment in that, you know, it looks like it's matches all the other zoning, but I don't know that there's a plan for it, so it's really just a speculative zone that butts up next to the next commercial zoning. So for that reason and the reason that it's so also connected by the commercial zoning already established and further into Georgetown, my vote is in favor with planning and zoning's recommendation.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations that it is on 113. It certainly makes sense to not be AR1 versus B1. It does butt up to commercial there in town of Georgetown, which should do well, I would hope. So my vote's going to be yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you.